Well, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has held talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds. A recent U.S. deal with Russia on Syria's chemical weapons has been on top of the agenda.
We've been closely following and support your ongoing efforts to rid Syria of its chemical weapons. The Syrian regime must be stripped of all its chemical weapons.
Key elements of what we agreed to in Geneva. It is a framework, not a final agreement. It is a framework that must be put into effect by the United Nations now. But it is a framework that with the Russian and U.S. agreement, it has the full ability to be able to, as the Prime Minister said, strip all of the chemical weapons from Syria.
Kerry says the threat of force still remains until Washington and its allies achieve their goal. That's the removal of chemical weapons possessed by the Syrian government. Now, the top American diplomat said he will have further meetings in the coming days to discuss Syria, including one with British Foreign Secretary William Hague. Kerry and Netanyahu also discussed negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. The U.S. is pushing for talks after a three-year halt. Well, let me turn to Chicago, joined by author and radio host, Mr. Stephen Lindman. Thank you so much for being with us. Good to see you again. Tell me about the situation. When we see Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu basically saying, yes, that's exactly what we need to do. We have to make sure that Syria gets rid of all of its chemical weapons. I mean, what exactly does this mean? It's pretty mind-boggling when we look at, of course, the amount of WMDs that Israel has itself, but on the other hand, has the gall actually to stand up and talk to the world and say, this is what we need to do. Tell me your take on this, Stephen.
Hi, Basia. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I have a major article coming. It's titled Israel's Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Weapons Threaten World Peace. And America and Israel maintain, both of them maintain, formidable nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons arsenals. Not a word is said about this. Earlier today, Mazia, Netanyahu gave a talk on the 40th anniversary of the 1973 Yom Kippur War. It's not exactly, well, it began on Yom Kippur. It's not exactly the right date. The Yom Kippur War began on October 6th. And today is only the 15th of September. But Yom Kippur falls on a different day every year, going by the moon instead of the sun. But the complete disingenuousness, Syria threatens no one, as we know. It has never used chemical weapons against its own people. The claim that it does are completely fabricated. And Israel is a major threat. America is a major threat. And you should hear what the U.S. media are saying. They literally turn truth on their head, and they vilify an attack country, Syria, and they blame a country like Russia for taking heroic steps to avoid another war that could be called a catastrophic. And one more major thing, what Netanyahu stressed in his speech this morning, and he's done it many times before, is that Syria is a sideshow. The real target is Iran.
So what needs to be done, Stephen, when we look at the situation, as you said, the mainstream media is unfortunately painting an opposite picture than what is the reality. And we see the United States supposedly leading the way for peace and democracy, or it's exactly what it says. But of course, it appears to be the opposite. So how do we change what has become the status quo? Basically, whatever Washington wants to do, whatever country it wants to invade or intimidate, it does.
You hit the nail on the head, Demazia. The only way to stop this is by overwhelming activist public opinion. We saw protests across America raging against the possibility of a war on Syria. We had letters, tweets, emails, all correspondence, telephone calls, going to congressmen and senators, maybe up to 100-1 opposing a war. This has resonance. You don't change these things at the ballot box. I call it voting for column B over column A does absolutely nothing. But when you get people on the front lines, I don't mean violently protesting, but literally getting activists to say something, to do something, to contact their people in Congress and their senators, and to make it very clear that they fundamentally oppose doing this, and they should. We've had 12 years of nonstop war after 9/11. People are fed up with it. What they want, jobs. They want the economy growing. They want America's resources spent to grow America, not destroying and killing and ravaging other countries. And they made those feelings known, and it took effect in Congress. That's the way to stop this, Marzia. If this keeps up, it can happen, but I'm afraid the energy will wane like it does so many other times, and we just may end up getting the war that Obama wants against Syria, destroying the Syrian Republic and isolating Iran. And I intend to keep writing regularly on this, to use my effort, my voice, in writing on here to spread the word and tell people what the risk is, and it's up to us to stop it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Stephen Ledman out of Chicago, Illinois, author and radio host. Good to have you as always.